שמואל שפירא נהיה. There's a few things that really bothered Rav Shmuel very much. So it's about mitzvah of one of his relatives. And Rav Shmuel asked the chassan, the bar mitzvah boy, to choose a beautiful gift. Yeah? Choose a beautiful, something more expensive than everyone. Usually people ask for a book, for something. No, no, I want you to choose, Rav Shmuel told him, something special, something big. So? He was shocked. What? Rav Shmuel Shapira was going to do with any materialism? What comes out? Rav Shmuel owes him a little debt. And you can't pay back, we soon will see what. You can't pay back debts before a kid's 13. If someone hurt a kid, it's under 13. When he's bar mitzvah, he has to go and ask for him b'chila. Only when he's bar mitzvah. Before it doesn't have. Why? Because it says that kids, they can't have b'chila. They don't have b'chila. The Gemara says. Only after 13. Anyways, Rav Shmuel was carrying with him for 13 years this chob, this debt that he owes this boy. What happened? 13 years before the bar mitzvah, there was a bris of this boy, right? Anyways, and there was a couple there was engaged. And the father of the Chasman Kala, no, the father of the bris, I'm sorry, he asked the Chasman Kala, you'll be the Kvatel. The Kvatel is the woman and the man who bring the baby in. Right? Because in this family, there's a minute that the Chasman Kala, you give them, it's a zgula for having children to be a Kvatel. So, oh, some people said, you can't do it. What do you mean? They're not married yet. They're like any other couple on the street. So what are they going to be married? And so I said, no, they're getting married. So that's the Shmuel. And the Shmuel said, no way. No way, asur. Anyways, they did it cancel. They didn't do it. They didn't, not this, not a different couple did it. Not the couple who's not married. But it was a feeling of lacking of the simcha afterwards because of that. And Rav Shmuel, he felt that because of him, you know, I'm the one who said after all, so I feel I have to pay back the debt to this baby. The baby's now 13, I'll buy him a beautiful gift, I'll ask Mechila then. And it was Rav Shmuel, he remembered 13 years. For what? Something I didn't do even. They asked him if it's okay. He said, no way. Still, he felt that he owes this baby.
It's one thing to say that maybe the parents didn't feel simcha because they didn't have a kavata.
This is the kid.
But the kid. Why did the kid miss? What did the kid lose?
Okay, mikveh, Rav Shmuel Shapira on the mikveh. Okay, listen to this. Like the way of Bresh of Hasidim, as brought down in the books of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, one of the main things of the day is going to the mikveh every day. You should all marry to the Hashem to go to the mikveh every day. Okay? Going to the mikveh for Rav Shmuel was never a technical action. Right? That you need a hot water, or a towel, or pipes, or something. It wasn't a technical thing. Right, the tevila, the dipping in the water, for Rav Shmuel was always, and he felt he's pure from him before going to the mikvah. Yeah, even people who are like us a little bit, you know, we don't feel anything. At least I don't feel anything. Standing next to Rav Shmuel after leaving, he left the mikvah. You felt this spirituality. You felt spirit. That's what he says here. Every Arab Shabbos, when he was going out of the bathhouse, out of the mikvah, he used to sing to himself a nigun of Chassidus Lani, Magen Avos, whatever. Right? And anyone who was walking next to him also, because usually today, everyone knows, it's a joke, in the mikvah, you want to hear the news, where do you hear the news? You hear it in the mikvah. The people talk in the mikvah. It's very dangerous talking in the mikvah, by the way. Especially where people are naked. Maybe it's like Bendel. There was someone who, a boy, say 18-year-old, 19-year-old, he wasn't married yet. And he was a holy boy, and he had bad thoughts, all kinds of bad, negative thoughts. He went to Levi Yitzchak, he said, you're talking the mikvah, that's why. When you're talking the mikvah, you get bad thoughts. Not to talk in the mikvah. I like it, Dushinsky very much. There's a law, you can't talk there in the mikvah. You can't talk in the mikvah. You don't talk in the mikvah, you go in, you take a shower, you're in the mikvah, you get dressed, and you leave. Talk outside as much as you want. Okay? Yeah. He used to go into the mikvah with his eyes closed, touching the wall. No, in the mikvah he was eyes closed. The second he walks into the mikvah, he closes his eyes. Because it's very dangerous for the soul to see someone else's brit, and also to see yourself, your own brit. You don't look. Not yourself, not others. He used to close his eyes completely, by accident even, he won't see. By the way, in the mikvah, if I walk out and someone walks by and I see his brit, I go right away back into the mikvah. I don't know, I need to, I can't stand it. I go back into the mikvah. Got dressed? I don't care. I get undressed, I go back in. But whatever. Yeah, a person, yeah, Rav Shmuel, that's how he was. And also, Rav Shmuel, quick, in, out. Everyone in Breslov knows. In Breslov, it's known. Go in and out, quickly. You don't go inside now, it's not a jacuzzi.
You don't have to be Breslov to do it that way. That's the right way.
He said, Rav Shmuel said once, to be careful not to go into the mikvah, to leave the mikvah filthier than you got in. You get what he's saying, right? By the way, once in Uman, there was only one mikvah, and the other mikvah was closed, and the new mikvah wasn't open yet, and all that. And it was impossible to go in without. It was impossible. I didn't go that day. It was Rosh Hashanah day, I think. I said, no. I'm not going to risk myself, risk my spirituality, because I want to go to the mikvah. Sometimes that's also a consideration. I don't know how to close my eyes completely. So that's it. It's a consideration.
You can only hire. See something that has been poured all at almost the first time, and then you look away. No, hire. Not obvious. You're not guilty. According to the Torah. The second time, okay, that's when you get your
eye. No, we're talking about in the mikvah now.
Even in the mikvah. That's what I mean.
So.
But,
still,
the
even,
higher level is not even to see the brit.
Even
right.
If you look at the brit, you're not that guilty for anything. It doesn't say the Torah you look at someone else's brit. It's just inyan kedusha. It's inyan kedusha. It doesn't say the Torah you got to have your mitzvah either. It's inyan kedusha, right? So, even in the days when it's cold out, if people like to stay a little bit more in the water, no, you used to go in and out. Right? He said, you're not supposed to use water, we're supposed to purify you for pleasures. Even when the mikvah was completely empty, he used to go with his eyes completely closed. Doesn't look at anything. Go in, yeah. Same reason, he never took a shower in the mikvah, only on Erev Pesach and Erev Kippur. Even though, as everyone said, he had never had a smell, even a little bit of sweat or anything. Is clean because it's known, tzaddikim. When they're clean, because they're spiritually clean, their clothing always clean, always. Rav Aush, his son told me. Take his shirt of Rav Aush before laundry, and take a shirt after laundry, it smells the same. The same. He wore it for a few days. Smells the same, clean the same, nothing on it. And that's also because the body doesn't smell. When you purify the body, our body smells because we have sins, not because we sweat. Not because we said, because we have sins. So what did he do today? Put on a stronger deodorant. Don't do tshuva.
What do you take a shower then? During
the week
or something?
What?
You didn't take a shower. Except twice a year. You would shower at home or something?
Maybe. I don't know. So that will be the end for today. By the way, Rav Shmuel never used a towel, you know? Why did Rav Shmuel never use a towel in the mikvah? Because he said, if I use a towel, one day I won't have a towel, and it'll be an obstacle for me to go to the mikvah. I don't have a towel, therefore he never used a towel.
Yeah.
Rav Shmuel.